What is that you?
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra. Return your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
I was calling because I have put in a thing. There's been some money taken out of my credit card. I'm just trying to find out what it's all about.
Okay. Can I have your zip code, sir?
85635.
Okay. Okay. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Kevin Ames.
What was the name again, sir?
Kevin Ames, A-M-E-S.
Okay. All right, Kevin. Can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
3110. Excuse me. Copper Point Drive, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85635.
Okay. Thank you for the information, Kevin. I'll give my mom my system still loading.
That's Kevin.
Kevin.
Yes.
Oh, this is what I thought I said, Kevin. Did I say Kevin?
Well, it sounded like you said Karen.
No, I didn't say Kevin. I said Kevin. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I do apologize for the wait, but this system is going extremely slow ever since this morning.
Right.
Okay, so Kevin, I have pulled an account up. So how can I help you today?
Well, I'm trying to find out what the account is all about, because what I did was supposed to be for a KitchenAid, but it was only supposed to be for where I only paid for shipping. So all of a sudden that went through. But now you guys just took $67 from me, so I'm trying to find out what was the purpose of that.
Yes, sir. I do see that the $67.32, which was charged on your account on the 20th for the KitchenAid, and it goes back. That is connected to that first charge that you made on the 15th, where you paid $5.74.
Right, which was supposed to be
for the kitchen. Was it a mixer? What was it?
Yeah, KitchenAid mixer, but it was only supposed to be for the payment was only supposed to be just for the shipping, and that was it.
Yes, sir. Actually, it was a sweepstakes entry. Yes, the 574 was you was paying that 574 to enter to win the KitchenAid. It was a sweepstakes entry, and so you didn't win the KitchenAid on the 15th. They billed you again on the 20th. And that $67.32, like I say, is connected to the first charge. So the $67.32, what it does, it is increases your chances of winning. So that's like another sweepstakes entry. It's kind of like a monthly raffle. You know how people taking a chance on something?
I don't want to do that. Oh,
okay, so did you want to cancel?
Because they said it was only supposed to be a one-time thing. That's it. They didn't say nothing about anything else. So I'd rather...
No, sir, it's monthly. So did you want to cancel that or continue with it?
No, I want to cancel the whole thing, because by the time, if that doesn't go through and then it takes another $67, I might as well have gone to the store and buy it. It's the same price.
Yeah, because that.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah. So I would like to cancel the whole thing, period. Because it did say that I supposedly won, but then
if you have won, they're going to notify you by email and a text. Email or text.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got an email saying that I won. Well, I mean, I got the thing where it said I won, and then it gave me a confirmation number. In that confirmation number, I was assuming that I was going to get the KitchenAid. But then, you know, like I said, I just noticed another payment got out of my credit card, and I'm not, like I said, obviously, I'm thinking it was some kind of fraud, so I didn't want to, that's why I called, because I want to make sure it's not that, so I could be able to call and cancel my card.
Yes. I have got you canceled, sir. So do you have anything to write down for the cancellation number?
Yeah, so that $67 is going to go back into my back to my credit card?
No, that's not, because it's a valid charge, because it's a sweepstakes entry, even though I know that you didn't know about it. So only thing, I mean, this cancellation does is just cancel the whole account, and you won't have any other charges after today.
So even though it was wouldn't be no charge after this,
yes.
Today, but being that they took my money, if I supposedly won, they're still going to send me that or this canceled period, and I just paid money for nothing.
Well, sir, you still might have opportunity to win. I don't know when they do the drawing, but like I say, they'll notify you through the email and the text message. So I do have this cancellation number for you, so you can have this for your records.
Oh, wow. So I got frauded, and so I could call my credit card and tell them to cancel that payment. Right? So that's basically what it sounds like, is I got frauded.
Okay, sir. Do you have anything to write down for this cancellation number?
Yeah, hold on. Go ahead.
C is in Charlie. 263-419-734.
Okay, C263-419-734, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be calling my credit card and having that $67 canceled.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.